So, we are back in ordinary time, and there's nothing ordinary about ordinary time. It just refers to ordinal or numbered time. So, we have roughly 34 weeks of that, but it's a time in which Holy Mother Church asks us to focus on our growth in Christ, to focus on our personal discipleship. History's great philosophers and religious leaders have given various answers to humanity's central question, what is the meaning of life? But only Jesus Christ has given us the complete answer, and he gives it in today's gospel passage. He is about 30 years of age at this point, and the time has come for him to leave behind his simple life as a carpenter in Nazareth and take up his public ministry of preaching to the crowds and training those 12 apostles. And where does he go to find those apostles? To John the Baptist, who had been preparing his own disciples to recognize and welcome the Messiah. So as Jesus walks along the bank of the River Jordan, John the Baptist points out at him and tells his two disciples that he is the one, the Lamb of God, the Messiah. John and Andrew can barely believe their ears. They decide to check out this new rabbi. Jesus hears them approaching, turns around, looks them in the eye, and asks, "What are you looking for?" It's the key question. In other words, where are you searching for meaning in your life? Struck by the simplicity and warmth of Jesus' greeting, and maybe surprised and taken aback by the question, they just say, "Rabbi, where are you staying?" In other words, "We just want to be with you. We want to know your way. We want to know who you are. Jesus, we are looking for you. We want to stay with you." You can imagine that a smile might have flashed across the face of Jesus, and he says to them, "Come and see." He invites them to walk with him, to follow him, to be his companions. And that is Christ's answer to the question of life's meaning. The meaning of life is not a thing to be possessed or an abstract doctrine to be understood clearly. The meaning of life is a relationship to be lived out. It is a personal friendship with Jesus Christ. Of course, since the meaning of life is a relationship, it doesn't depend just on us. It also depends on God's willingness to offer us his friendship. And today our Lord is reminding us that he is not only willing, but that developing that friendship with us is his deepest desire. Notice how personal God's call to Samuel was. It's so real, so human, so personalized that Samuel keeps thinking that the priest Eli is the one that's calling him. And Eli is someone who knows Samuel, someone Samuel knows as well. It's a close companion in his life. That Samuel was able to confuse God's voice with Eli's shows just how personal and intimate God's offer of friendship was. God knows Samuel through and through and calls out to him, not from far away, but from a very near place. This is how God calls each one of us. In fact, God knows us even better than we know ourselves. We need to be reminded of that. He is nearer than my nearest self, as St. Augustine put it, or in Latin, intimior intimo meo. Nearer than my nearest self. And Samuel's response in today's first reading is one of my favorite passages in all of sacred scripture. When Samuel is called the fourth time by the Lord, he says, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." On Friday night, I went to Camp Gravett, which is about 30 minutes away, to hear confessions from men who are discerning a call to the priesthood. What a great joy it was to see 50 men seeking the Lord's will for them in following Christ. What a great joy to see these men say with their presence, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Please pray for these men as they discern the call of God on their lives. In today's gospel, when Jesus meets Simon, Andrew's brother, the future leader of the 12 apostles and of the whole church, he actually gives him a new name. It's a way of calling him to the fullness of his identity to fulfill the mission for which he was created. That's how God relates to each and every one of us. At least that's how he wants to. The Catechism expresses this truth wonderfully. It says, "At every time and in every place, God draws close to man. God never ceases to draw man to himself." So on the one hand, God is always coming close to us, and on the other hand, he is always drawing us closer to him. This is Christ, a personal, interested, attentive, loving king who wants to befriend all of his subjects. The disciples asked Jesus, "Rabbi, where are you staying?" That's a question that all of us should ask of the Lord. "Lord, where are you staying?" And we can hear his response to us. We know this from the scriptures and the teaching of the church. We can hear our Lord's response. "I'm here in prayer. I'm here in the Blessed Sacrament. I'm here at Perpetual Adoration at St. Clare's Chapel. I'm here in the poor, the sick, the disadvantaged. Come to me. I'm here in the exercise of good Catholic virtues. Come, follow me. I'm here in the midst of your suffering and the suffering of others. Come unto me." Yes, Jesus calls each one of us to ask where he is staying, to choose to follow him. That's the call of discipleship for you and for me.